Here's Webley Webster.
Friends. Hi, everybody.
Webley, you seem to be in a gay, ebullient mood. Is there any particular reason for it?
Bob, I've embarked on what I think will be a new career for me.
A new career? What is a career you've embarked on?
I do commercials, Bob.
Oh, you mean you have already done some?
Oh, yeah. Just they haven't been on the air yet. They're going to start next week somewhere.
Well, you know, this is a great...
I'm going to test them.
It's a wonderful career, and very happy that you've been able to get this kind of work. What kind are they?
We've just finished doing a commercial for the Lapmaster Paper Napkin Company.
The Lapmaster Paper Napkin Company?
Right. Do
you have a copy of it there with you, a tape?
That's right. It's a
recording
tape
of it?
Yes.
Explain it in a way which might be difficult to understand, why don't we hear this commercial and see
right.
just what you do?
Then I think, Bob, I should preface it to say that I have gone in very heavily for the test method.
Mm-hmm.
I think showing the public outright just what your product does, I think, was very good.
Well, have they asked you for your opinions, or...?
What? It's a thing to do.
It's a thing to do.
Yes. All right, so if you'd play the commercial number
okay.
one...
Okay.
It has a...
Commercial number one, John.
Right. Hi, this is Webley L. Webster, and I'm standing in the testing laboratory of the Neatholm Institute. With me is Chief Tester Theodore Drav. What's going to happen, Mr. Drav?
Well, we're going to see if the Lapmaster paper napkins live up to their claim of staying on a person's lap in a hurricane. If it qualifies, we'll award the product the Neatholm Institute plaque.
Well, how will this test work?
We're stepping into a special wind tunnel, Mr. Webster, we have here at the Institute, at the far end of which are seated eight people. Four of them have Lapmaster napkins on their laps, the others ordinary make napkins.
I see. And then you will turn on the wind in the tunnel and see which napkins remain on the laps.
Exactly, Mr. Webster. Here goes.
Wowee, sir. What a blast. Now I'm going down with Mr. Drab to check to see the napkins.
Well, here we are, Mr. Webster. The napkins are still on the laps of the Lapmaster people and completely have disappeared from the others.
Amazing. Propositive, folks, that Lapmaster napkins will stay on your laps even in a hurricane. Buy a box today and one for your living room, too.
Well, that was the commercial, Webb, huh? That's the one we'll be hearing next
year. Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's dramatic. It shows
it certainly is dramatic.
It sounds phony as phony can be.
Well, if it's already been filmed and did it work? Did those napkins really stay on the people's laps and blow off the other ones?
Stayed on you. Yes, it stayed on four.
Well, mm-hmm. That's really wonderful how they can make a product like that.
Really now, Webley, how'd you get them to stay on, really?
Yeah.
Well, four of them were wearing sticky pants.
Oh, you mean this whole thing is a put-up deal?
It was mostly jelly.
Oh, no wonder they didn't blow off in the wind tunnel. And I think that's kind of unethical advertising. I think you're associated with a shady product, young man.
Well, why don't you play the stupid theme for me as I go off? Doodly-doop, doop, doop-dee-doop-dee-doo, doodly-doop, doop.